today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And this was yesterday late afternoon. And what I got was that it was supposed to go snow, rain, snow again. Is that
there's
still supposed
to
happen?
There's a chance there's a pinwheel system is what I was described on this morning's news, because that means nothing. It's a pinwheel system that right. One of the tips could graze us this afternoon.
But right
now,
the tip.
Just the tip, Mike. Right now, it's
Ms. Mazziello. I suggest that you pay via check, and maybe we cash it, maybe we don't. But
Maddie,
you gotta pay.
Tell us to shut up. Tell us. I don't know
no,
where the hell we're
it.
Going with this.
Person make a hell of a deal. I bet make a living in this snow resort. You know? Boy, I bet the kids like it. My kids like skiing.
Here you go, sir. Here's your pass. Here's your season pass.
Well, thank you.
Be a shame if there was some sort of horrible accident.
I was holding my nephew, who was a little bitty at the time, and I tried to lift him up on my shoulders, and I smashed his head into a beam.
Oh.
So it's just like, hey, little guy, hop on it. And you're, it was, that's my memory of that.
Did he grow up to be okay?
Yeah, he's a very successful young man.
Good, yeah. Good.
And,
but think what he could have been.
Father of three.
Have you damaged them yet?
No, I haven't. They don't let me around them anymore.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, we have to start because the show originates in Washington, D.C., and that's where the team is based, not down here in, we don't think about snow, Florida, but up there where the blizzard, by the way, New York City today, massive blizzard conditions. They're expecting maybe 12-plus inches of snow in New York, which is a big deal when that happens. In the great tradition of Washington, D.C. Remember, I always live vicariously through you guys.
Yes.
I kept tabs on it, and I see they did what they always do.
Exactly.
They do it every time. By the way, you will never... It is probably a once-every-three-year aberration when you get a really massive snowfall in D.C.
You don't even
and
have to say
come
massive.
In late February or
decent,
March. Sometimes.
A decent snow. And
if
that's all
lucky.
I really hoped for this. Just a decent snow.
Was this a decent snow?
This was a suck snow.
Yeah. It was...
Again, I know nothing about it. We have to start. But they do it because they totally conjure to bring their local ratings up when they know full well. When did they start talking?
About, last Wednesday.
10 inches of snow that you were that of course you knew you weren't going to get.
I think the Thursday is when they broke out, and they look for the worst possible scenario. And Thursday is when I think I first heard them discuss the European model, which will have 10.5 inches of snow in the District of Columbia. So get ready. It'll be just like the Kennedy inauguration all over again. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Right, right. Same old, same old. Same old crap.
Fast forward to Monday. We said, well, it seems the turning point happens to be the Mason-Dixon line.
How many years will they do that in our nation's capital?
Always.
How many years will we always have, you know, it's a southern city. Washington, D.C. is
a
southern city. It is. And that's just the way it goes. It's craziness.
It was enough for some really, I would say, minor league sledding for kids. If you had a kid that's like sub 10 years old, they could actually move on the snow. If you're 16, you were seeing the dirt, right?
Well, is there anything worse than like when they show kids sledding when they do the background B-roll on the newscast? Or worse, the idiots that are downtown on the mall having their organized snowball fight, and when they show it and they go to a wide shot, you see grass. Because there's not even enough snow to support a snowball fight.
That is what... look, for all the people that talk about fake news, you start with the weather forecasters. All right, you can start because, listen, I understand that I'm trying to understand people that think differently than I do. But when you really talk about news organization.
You sound a little bit like our ex-president when you say that.
You really start to think about Conjuring.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my source of news, because I'm down here, and the only way, and I got lucky, because as soon as I turned it on, they were in Washington, D.C.
Nice.
And this guy was showing snowballs, which, by the way, you could have an eighth of an inch of snow, scrape it off the grass with your hands, and create a snowball,
sure,
which is probably what he did. But he's on a street. He was on Wisconsin Avenue, the guy from the Weather Channel.
Yes.
Some portly hump from the Weather Channel was
portly
on.
Hump.
And he is talking about this being closed and how they're concerned. And I'm looking behind him,
yes,
at an asphalt street with nothing on it.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Now I'm giving you the latest that I got, and this was yesterday late afternoon. And what I got was that it was a winter storm warning in effect through all day Monday until Tuesday. Is it snowing now in our nation? It's supposed to go snow, rain, snow again. Is that
there's
still
a chance? There's a chance. There's like a pinwheel system, is what I was described on this morning's news, because that means nothing. It's a pinwheel system that one of the tips could graze us this afternoon.
But right
now, just the tip, Mike. Right now, it's 28 degrees in the nation's capital and misty. That's what it is right now.
That's what. How are the roads?
They're fine.
They're fine.
You drove in, Rob, from Leesburg.
You know what? Once I got past, it was a little dicey up to my mailbox. Then it was okay.
How far is your mailbox from your home?
I could fall down and get to my mailbox.
Okay,
it was. We're in a townhouse development. Five houses is the length of road
okay,
that was
then
dicey.
You're good. Your little neighborhood would get plowed.
Yeah.
You're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, then it's time now for. And by the way, Maddie Masiello, does this make you, being from Buffalo, does this make you laugh?
Oh, absolutely. This is like a normal Monday in February. Like, I don't know what the
actually,
big deal
in Buffalo,
is.
This is like a normal Monday in May.
Exactly.
So, here we go. Let's go to...
Give us a timestamp.
All right. I'm, first of all, 7:37 this morning at the... Boom! I'm like, okay. By the way, the booms I'm getting, too. I'm getting two series of booms.
Yes. Right?
My golfing buddies... that have been eliminated from tee times on Friday because there's so many people down here now. It's gotten so crazy. So that's a big source of controversy with all my mates. So there's a thread with that going, what's your tee time? The tee time on Friday is 4:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, twilight golf.
Enjoy your three holes of golf, yeah, ladies. But I mean,
get it in before dusk, Mike.
yeah. But it's nice that all the, you know, the
snowbirds.
That's a different, I'm not going to complain about that. But then at 7:37, I get boom.
Yes.
I'm slipping and sliding a lot here. It might take a bit longer to get in today. This is at 7:37 from Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Matthew Bloom.
Every inch a Virginian, a Northern Virginian who is just, you know, you were in CYA mode. Did you really think that? Like you were going to have a 7-hour commute when you hit the road today, Pony? I'm curious.
I didn't think it was going to be quite that long, but Fairfax usually has their roads as clean as can be, like right away. I live right next to the place where they keep the plow trucks. So this morning,
neighborhood.
Classic.
Yeah, it's great. So it should have been
Mike,
clean.
Location, location, location.
I can see the salt from my balcony.
Let's go. Pretty much.
Let's go back to Pony with his update.
And now we go to the traffic update on the highways and byways. Ladies and gentlemen, at 7:37, he was slipping and sliding in his car. Pony, just out of curiosity.
Yes.
As far as the interstate, which is always treated and clear, how long does it take you on a normal day to get from your apartment door to the interstate?
Portal to portal.
I'd say 45 minutes.
No. To the big road, Pony. To 66.
I thought you mentioned DC. I apologize.
Interstate.
Probably 10, 15 minutes.
Liar, pants
yeah,
on.
Yeah, come on. Right. Do you know what distance and time means? Jesus.
Yeah,
I know where you live in Fairfax. You're right there.
It doesn't take 15 minutes to get to 66.
No, but I don't just get right on 66. I have to go through a neighborhood. I have to go through like three different stoplights. So it can be like 10, even 15 minutes.
Every stoplight, Mike, is 3 minutes.
Over. Overachiever. Over.
Pony. Overachiever. How about this? No traffic, no snow, nothing. How long does it take
for
your
house? Can you hit a couple green lights?
Yeah, they're all green lights. How quickly can you get to 66?
If it's all green lights, 5 minutes.
Okay.
There we are.
Thank you.
Which is wild because if you went to the initial answer, the standard deviation of 10 to 15 minutes, the actual deviation was 5 minutes. So all of the answers were there.
Right.
How long does it take you to get to the plow trucks?
What scared you, Pony?
The fact that if Fairfax didn't have their roads.
No, I'm not asking the question about your theories. You were slipping and sliding. I'd like to know what exactly happened. Was it this when you were coming out of the parking lot?
Yeah, when I was getting out onto the main road, it was slippery, and I even saw like a city bus like sideways on the other side of the road. It was messy.
Damn. Okay, well, look, you're safe, right? And my initial... So thank you for letting us know.
Don't you park in a garage?
I hope you weren't texting and driving. He does park in a garage,
Do you park in a garage?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So your car was completely... That's clean. That's clean, nice, though, right?
85 seconds of that 5 minutes was on dry pavement.
Oh, Pony, I'm not gonna pile on. I'll say this.
You were nice to him. Hold on. Oscar was very nice. Yeah, Oscar wrote... let me just, because I'll take you through the whole thing as I'm reading this and doing my little, computer work in the morning. Oscar writes, take your time, don't use back roads. Now, at that particular, in response to that text from Oscar, you would have heard this from Southwest Florida. Me, this sound would have come out of me. That's what you would have heard me. I would have just gone.
Ten years ago, Oscar... Before he grew up and realized that you have to be supportive of your team members.
Oscar, this is true.
Yeah, a decade ago, that Oscar, Oscar, would have wrote, F*** off.
Oh, yeah.
See you at work.
But here's the nice thing. We have a gentleman who comes in from a further distance who is an eyewitness, and there was nary a peep out of Mr. Spiewak.
I was concerned, Mike. I was really concerned when I actually saw another car on the Dulles Toll Road. Oh my God! So, can you see these wet roads? They're almost not dry in places.
In response to Oscar saying, "Take your time, don't use back roads," Pony writes, "VA, that's Virginia, was a mess, but I'm doing fine now."
Is this the same Virginia that I live in, Pony?
I think so.
Yeah, because it wasn't at all. It was fine. They had pre-treated the roads starting last Thursday.
Well, yeah, but we live in two different parts of Virginia.
Yeah,
there are lots of parts.
Well, yeah, but I think that probably...
Yeah, you're southern Virginia compared to Rob, closer to the rain snow line.
The mountains.
Yes.
I'm up there near Lovettsville.
Rob is near the mountains. Where Rob lives in Leesburg, Virginia, is one of the traditional areas in the state of Virginia, in northern Virginia, that gets more snow than other areas.
We're out past, as they say, past the airport. When you get past the airport, it's a little dicier.
Absolutely.
I mean, we had a plow hit my neighborhood last night. It was still precipitating overnight, but not enough to mess it up.
Snowfall, sleet, rain. What was the total?
I looked at the map and I looked at my yard, and I'm thinking about 3.5 to 4 inches mostly out there, closer to 2 in the city.
That's a reasonable amount of snow.
Mike, it's a conversational amount of snow.
What do you call that in Buffalo, Maddie?
Rain.
just briefly.
Yeah, just
the trajectory of your commutes, as Mike talked about earlier, for you and Pony. You would say you overlap where? 66, 495.
Well, we both get on the Beltway, I know that.
Yes.
But I think that really, if you were to put them side by side, my main way to get eastern to the city, and Pony's main way to get eastern to the city. They're parallel. I take the Dulles Toll Road, which is a road that connects the city to the Dulles Airport. He takes Route 66, which is an interstate that takes the inside to the outside. I would say, as a rule, those roads are comparable, and they are parallel.
After you got by the city bus, that that little scene from Speed where the bus was sideways, how would you rate on the major roads your drive in this morning?
once I got on 66, everything was fine. But it just seemed like it was going to be a nightmare based on what I saw getting out. And that's why I sent that message.
Yeah, the roads got appreciably worse, Mike, when he got out of the garage.
What did you think was going to happen, Pony? That maybe like 50-50 Oscar or maybe Mike would be like, you know what, just stay home. It's going to be too dangerous today.
By the way, this is fun for me because it's like this is when I truly live vicariously through all of you guys. And let me, it's still fresh enough, even though we've been down here for, my God, seven years. I have to, thank you. Thank you, Florida.
Don't ever tell us you're hurting. We'll pounce.
That's right.
By the way, shout out to Governor Ron DeSantis.
Great guy.
Hey! But anyway, let me, this is what it is and always has been. We love it. We love snowstorms in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. We love it because we don't get them a lot.
Correct.
And it's a big deal when we do. And when people were going to work, regular work, when they would make commutes and you had the commuter traffic and all that, it was an even bigger deal.
Bigger deal.
Sure.
Bigger deal.
Everybody knew that in Washington, D.C., when there's a snowstorm, you can F off and not have to work and buy booze and, in my day, cigarettes and hunker down. And what was cool about working with Don is Don would get a flurry and he would say, oh, the plows can't get up our street. And it's like, and then I was always able to F off myself and say, yeah, it's pretty bad out here too, but I just wanted the day off. Just
when to we watch would, when we would all compare totals of how much snow we got at our house, why did he always go last?
You know, who knows? But let me just say, me going along with that and, in fact, embracing it and relishing it, my apologies to listeners of the show in those days. Because you know what? Hey, kids, young broadcasters, that, in my opinion, would not demonstrate a diligent work ethic.
Diligent.
Anyway, and then my wife and her mother would go out of their minds, and they loved it more than anything. Let me tell you why. When we got a real one, they loved it because when it came to snow and getting rid of the snow, your fat boy here was the one sweating his balls off outside, clearing paths. And when we lived in Manassas, I had to clear the sidewalks off. And that's why eventually I bought a snowblower, which resulted in 15 years, nary a flake.
That's right.
And it just sat in my garage until the very end.
You were more responsible for global warming than anybody by buying that snowblower.
When I purchased that snowblower, I guarantee that the Washington, D.C. metro area would not get snow for 15 years. Yep. It was spectacular. But anyhow, we get excited. D.C. gets so excited for snow. In Buffalo or upstate New York, anywhere like that, when you're talking Minnesota, places like that. Maddie, it's really probably not a big deal, right?
No, not at all. Unless you get like at least a foot, then maybe they'll have a conversation about closing stuff, but usually not.
A conversation.
Okay, that's a good point because that's when they will make a deal about closing things. But as far as snow in general, it was, you know, it was a curiosity, but not. I mean, I've always wanted to know what it would be like growing up in the snow belt. Because even in Connecticut, when I was raised up in Connecticut, it was always a big deal. It not a big deal in Buffalo, right?
No, not really. I mean, every week in the winter, I went skiing. You know, like it's just kind of there. You know, it's not a big deal. It's normal. It's what you do.
Why did you applaud her? And I followed along. Why did you applaud Maddie going skiing?
Because every now and then she reveals a
You're such
slight,
a smart ass. You
a
really
slight
are.
Slight aspect of a privileged childhood. She is
so
very,
Rob was
she's
Maddie,
very
Rob was
careful about it.
Clapping his hand.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maddie, trust me, I cheer on your blue bloodness.
She is quite on par with my sarcasm most times.
Well, here's what's going to Rob's mind. Every weekend in the wintertime, Maddie would be driven by her father's security detail to the slopes where she would get out of her armored car.
If you've ever seen an aerial shot of recently plowed highways with a V of black SUVs, and behind it is Maddie with her poles.
I don't think Maddie had a privileged
childhood. No. I don't think so either. The gift baskets at Christmas time.
Did you guys have to pay for your ski passes, or were they donated by the mountain?
We would pay. Well, it was through school, actually. So everyone had to pay. I wasn't special.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. But you went to
this is a nice ski resort. Person could make a lot of money at this ski resort. My kids like to ski.
This is 100% Bolivian powder.
Mazziello, I suggest that you pay via check, And maybe we cash in, maybe we don't. But
Mary,
you gotta pay.
Tell us to shut up. Tell us. I don't know
no,
where the
like
hell
it.
We're going with this.
Person make a hell of a deal. I bet make a living in this snow resort. You know? Boy, I bet the kids like it. My kids like skiing.
Here you go, sir. Here's your pass. Here's your season pass.
Thank you.
Be a shame if there was some sort of horrible accident. Bad press is so hard to live down.
All these machines up the car?
Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but it's terrible and it's not nice.
And it's not true at all.
But it's not true at all. But it's fun. It's just fun. I mean, somehow we're making Maddie part of this nasty political Tammany Hall crime syndicate that's going
on
right now.
What's the worst thing that could happen on a snow? Like, is it that they run out of ice? What do they run out of? Like salt? What do they run out of?
Yeah.
Like,
where?
At a snow resort.
Ice is the worst. Like, so if it doesn't actually snow, they make their own snow, but that's not as fun to ski on.
Right.
I would say the worst.
I know that from my skiing days.
The worst thing to happen would probably be falling off the chairlift, because that's happened a few times around me before.
Never to you, though.
That's never like, to
have
me,
you
but...
been? But you've been at a ski resort where somebody fell off the chairlift?
Yeah, I was like 6 years old, and it was right as we were getting on, but my dad actually fell off, like, not too far off the ground, but I was like six, so I was terrified.
I guess so.
And I just like look behind me, and I'm still going up, and then at this point I'm alone with like two strange men I don't know, and again, I'm very young, probably my first time skiing, and my dad's just laying on the snow because he fell off the chair.
Did he throw himself off?
No, he just kind of fell when it kind of like scoops you up, you know?
No, I understand. Yeah,
oh, so he fell like right after he got on.
Yeah, but like kind of... It wasn't right as you got on. It was kind of a slow fall.
A little higher.
Oh, my God. He probably didn't mount the particular chairlift.
Yeah.
My memory of skiing, there were two things. We went to a really... My sister and my brother-in-law are big skiers in New England. They grew up... My sister was always better skier than I was. I played hockey, and I was not a big skier, but I skied. And one of the times when I'm skiing, we went to... a ski place up in, I think, northern New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it was. But it was really a nice place. And we went there for Christmas. And I seem to remember skiing down a really nice slope. But it was not a perfect condition day. And, you know, going... And really, the ice on a ski slope, when you're skiing down, you're going... Shh, yeah. Shh, shh, shh. And then you hear... Ooh, like that. And I fell... at full speed, insanely hard. I mean, I went down hard. I was a lighter man than I am today. If it was today, I would be in the hospital.
But you took a nasty spill?
Oh, it was. But it was the same. It was the same weekend. You know, back when we'd all get sick when we go on Christmas vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was the same one where not only I fell on the ski slope, I later in the trip got a horrible cold that I got right at the end of the vacation and brought it home. And then I was holding my nephew, who was a little bitty at the time, and I tried to lift him up on my shoulders, and I smashed his head into a beam at the bottom of these stairs.
Oh.
So it's just like, hey, little guy, hop on it. And you're and it was that's my memory of that.
Did he grow up to be okay?
Yeah, he's a very successful young man.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
And,
but think what he could have been.
Father of three. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just spectacular. I mean, it's great. He's got three kids now. Michael.
Wonderful. Have you damaged them yet?
No, I haven't. They don't let me around them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Michael point at his head when he sees you as ouchie?
Yeah. Now, you know, still trying to connect with that family a little bit.
Okay.
When you greet him,
I got the call yesterday with my sister. Yes. You know, to by the way, we're coming down. We're going to spend, you know, they're older now, and they're going to spend a month down in the sunshine, down at the southern tip of our great state of Florida. And it's always nice to see them because they land here and then they make their trek down to there. And this year they're flying direct,
straight there.
Connecting in BWI, missing us totally. And I went, yep,
landing in the Keys.
Couldn't make it any more clear.
You can't blame them. BWI is a beautiful facility.
Yeah. That's they want to get
Did they get the shot? Did they get the vaccine?
Yeah, Paul got it up in Maine.
Okay.
And my sister, I think, gets her second one soon because she volunteers at Mass General. And you know that hospital, Oscar. And, she is on the front lines.
You know, I don't think we mentioned this on the show. I mentioned it to you guys. Carrie got her first round of the vaccine, the Pfizer, on Thursday. And
that's
awesome. And no bad results for her. She's
doing great. My pops got his on, Friday.
Would it be safe to say we're hearing more stories of people getting vaccinated? Is that a good thing?
My father's was, my father went to Montgomery General, which is in Olney, Maryland.
It's a hospital, not a store. It sounds like a dry goods store almost. Sorry.
Welcome to Montgomery General. We got we got a whole new slew of jujubes over here. There you go. You need hardware? We got that in the back. Yeah, just ask Otis. So, welcome to Montgomery General.
So he's almost 80.
Right.
If he's not 80 now, I'm not sure. I should know this. He's 80. He went because he was having a hard time on the website, and he kept on a couple of days just to get some more information and figure out what the process is.
Right.
And then, so he got there, he's like, look, I'm having a hard time on the website. And he spent a good 2 hours just trying to like work with the system because they have this tent outside of the hospital where they're doing the vaccines. And he said he talked to a wonderful lady and he was like leaving. He had all of the information that he needed to go back to his computer with. And then the lady just started calling his name, said, you know, Dr. Sabaya, whatever, yelling in the parking lot, said, we just had a cancellation. And he walked right back.
Oh,
and
they gave him a shot.
I'm so glad to hear that.
That's great.
Isn't that wild?
When somebody said that's fantastic. I think that's really, really
right?
good.
Right, yeah.
Did the person cancel because they found out it was the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Rob, don't make jokes about
You're
that.
Right. That's too
How
soon.
Dare you?
That's horrible.
That's a valid vaccine.
What it is, it's great that we have, as they say, another arrow in our quiver.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great when you've got, the Kansas City Chiefs and... Tampa Bay Buccaneers vaccine.
Yeah.
And then it's nice that you have the Philadelphia Eagle vaccine, too.
Can I?
It's the only vaccine
I want Pfizer.
I'll take Johnson & Johnson all day.
I'm fine hunkering down and waiting for Pfizer.
I think,
what's a few more weeks or months?
I like you comparing it to the Eagles, Mike. That's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Is the only vaccine that allows you to tie with the virus.
Right. Oh, by the way, I should point out, this is not a sports show, but you know that the Philadelphia Eagles fired Doug Peterson, their head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Guess maybe it would have been a good idea to leave your starting quarterback in.
Look,
in the game that if you'd won, the Giants would have gone to the playoffs, you hump. You'd never get a job in the NFL again. Yes.
For those of you joking that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a C student because it's in the 70s, but 85% against protective against severe sickness.
Right.
I think it should be noted that the idea that it's in the 70s is fantastic, and it's a viable option.
Yes.
Now,
did you buy the stock or did Maddie buy the stock? Why are you doing this?
Because I was joking about it with my father. I was like, "How about that C average?" And he yelled at me. Yes, this weekend we'll talk about that. He said, "No, don't joke about the vaccines. People will think that that's not a viable option." And the reality is, you younger man will probably get the Johnson & Johnson one, and it's going to save people's
from the
lives.
New York Times.
Okay.
I will back up my compatriot from Bolivia.
All right.
Which COVID vaccine should you get? Experts cite the effect against severe disease it's the effect against severe disease.
Yes, right, yes, right. Yes.
All right. So infectious disease doctors say getting a shot of the J&J, as it's known.
J&J.
J&J.
JJ. Hi, JJ.
Oh, JJ.
JJ. Can't do that voice anymore. Man. Diminished skills. Let's see. That has a lower efficacy against the virus than other vaccines would still be well worthwhile. At first glance, the results reported on Friday from the long-awaited trial of Johnson & Johnson's. And by the way, you might think you only need one dose and it's administered as a powder.
Yes.
As a talcum powder. Baby powder.
You put it in your privates.
Put it in your pants.
It's actually baby oil. It's baby oil.
Oh, well, now I'm listening.
Trying to think of Johnson & Johnson products. let me see. Might have seemed disappointing. Its overall efficacy, the ability to prevent moderate and severe disease, was reported at 72% in the United States. 66% in Latin American countries and 57% in South Africa. Those figures appear to be far below the high bar set by Pfizer and Moderna, the first two vaccines authorized. Dr. Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert and now the medical advisor to President Biden on the coronavirus, acknowledged the striking difference. Said if you woke up and you say, well, go to the door on the left and you get 94 and 95, go to the door on the right and 72%, which door do you want to go through, he asked. But Fauci said the more crucial measure was the ability to prevent severe disease,
right,
which translates to keeping people out of the hospital and preventing deaths. And the that result for Johnson & Johnson was 85% in all of the countries. That's a great,
thank you
for making me do a deep dive on that. So there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I still want the 95%.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Well, you and I are, you know, we're more likely to, you know, end up like that.
Also, I think I want to have someone else open the door for me just to be safe. I'm not sure I want to touch the handle.
And if you watch, did
for
you
the
see
doors
60
that you choose from?
Yes, exactly.
Did you guys watch 60 Minutes this weekend?
No, I did
no,
not.
You know what? I did one of my, I always look at the preview of 60 yeah. Minutes, and Carla said the wrong word. She said, oh, that's boring. Yeah, thanks. Not to me, it's not. But it was too depressing. It looked depressing.
Oh,
to me, so
tears.
I didn't watch.
Tears.
Yeah, I
didn't want to go there with 60 Minutes.
Myself, my mom, my dad, Shannon, but she's usually always crying. But tears. It was just tears.
She cries a lot.
It was so sad. So sad. The premise, and if you have it on DVR, it's worth taking a look.
All
and
right.
if you have somebody
really?
That,
okay, because
yeah,
I have.
I do too.
If yeah. you have somebody that doesn't believe in the effects or that, you know, frankly, we don't have to still stay vigilant, watch this. It's not about people just dying. It's about families losing their matriarchs or patriarchs. It's about, you know, kids losing their like sisters and brothers and the hole it leaves in their life once that happens. It is powerful.
All right, then I'm gonna go. Yeah. It's a required viewing, and I guess I'll be doubling up on the masks too. I'll
yeah.
go
yeah.
ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is a very, this is kind of ending the show with this, segment. We're really at the end of the first segment.
I think, well, Mike, let's end on a high note. When Mayor Tony Masiello fell off the chairlift, he was not injured. And that's good.
Amen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Blizzard-like conditions here in the city. It's bad. I went through a Central Park. My hand to God, this is a true story. I saw a squirrel putting salt on his nuts. I like the snow. I like it when it snows here in New York City, and people who don't like snow are whining babies. And it's good for New York City because it, well, it covers up the crime scenes. But the driving conditions are going to be nightmarish, so be extra careful while texting.
Our driveway snowed in.
Old Man Winter!
That's right. I fill your driveways with ice and snow. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's what. Stop.
Mr. Plow!
Get out, you lousy season. All right, I'm going. My head hurts. I have to lie down for a while.
Mr. Plow.
Hello. I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free t-shirt.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy. So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game. Oh, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
This is Wade Byer, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Oh, the Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Going to have fun this week. Just get a copy of the Mr. Plow jingle and put it up against the My Pillow jingle.
Both great.
They're remarkably similar. We are live from Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Buena Park, California. And here's another one that I'm going to get controversy on. North Kingston, Rhode Island. I pronounced it Kingston. Mm. I know somebody might say Kingstown, but I thought it was Kingston. That's the way. By the way, I went to the beach right around there when I was growing up, and I thought it was North Kingston. You know, just like Herkimer or whatever. A guy. Well, I'll get to it in a second with the names of the show.
All right.
Bartlett, Tennessee; Pickering, Ontario, Canada; Hartwood, Virginia; and Dundalk, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Liquid IV. You probably know them for their hydration drink mix. You can see that. We've been selling that on the show. It's fantastic. The lemon lime is great. Rob likes the
tangerine. It's in here. It's in here, baby.
But today I want to tell you about their energy multiplier. It has the delicious flavor of lemon ginger, and it's a game changer. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue, but with Liquid IV Energy Multiplier, you can reach your constant state of awesome. One Liquid IV Energy Multiplier is like drinking 2 cups of coffee, and it's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. The enhanced rapid absorption, and it goes into the bloodstream and gives you a lasting energy boost fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to positively change the world. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. And in response to COVID-19, over 4 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Grab your Energy Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use that great code. You know it. You love it. TMOS. Do that at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventure today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. Rob likes it so much, he actually included 2 commercials in the copy today, which is spectacular.
I love it. It's worth it.
So as far as the pronunciations of the the cities that we get, keep them coming. Send it to is there a headline for that, or is it just Rob with 2 B's?
I get all the emails. If you want to put like city in the subject line, that's fine. And I think where you're going with this, the Herkimer that was provided, the guy had sent a pronouncer with it.
Well, hold on, your pronouncer was Herkimer.
That's how he did it. I'm sorry, I misspoke because I don't have it in front of me.
See, but it's confusing, and I was hung out to dry with that, because that's a whole week of me mispronouncing a city, and I
Mike
was very,
fell
very
off
embarrassed.
The chairlift.
He did fall off. I will. Anytime from now on, I pose this. Anytime there is any doubt, and I didn't even know there was a doubt with Kingston, because I didn't think there'd be a way to.
It's like Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah, or the Kingston Trio,
or Kingston Dominion.
I will Google, and also I had a thought: is that I can probably call the government center, and the information line will probably say the name. And
well,
so that's how
you emphasize Kimer, the Kimer. KI being
that's the guy. That's how the guy
Dan
said.
Dan Signo sent me a message on Facebook that simply on Friday at 2:00 at the end of the week,
always
when that city is gone, he sent me a text that said HERKA MER New York, Herkimer, or Herkimer, but I mean it's Herkimer. And on Sunday, last night at 6:00, I simply wrote back, Rob. There you go. So just be aware of that.
You're just keeping it real, Mike.
That's true.
But really, there is some thing between Kingston and Kingstown, even though it's spelled Kingston?
I seem to remember. And this is just from my deep recesses of my memory.
Right on.
When I saw North Kingstown, KINGSTOWN, Rhode Island, I seem to remember that being pronounced by the locals as Kingston. but I could be wrong.
Okay.
It was close to where I used to hang out. When we went to the beach, we had to drive over to the state of Rhode Island, and we would go to the beach because they had big surf in the state of Rhode Island. And we went to two beaches, East Beach and Musquamacut, which was those were the cool beaches we went to. And the reason I mentioned that is one of the funniest things I ever saw was on the way to the beach, there was always a big, successful drive-in movie theater. It was very popular. They had a big billboard, and they always had the title in those movable letters.
Yeah, of a marquee.
And so the spelling wasn't correct on this, but the movie they were showing was Tentacles. And someone had gotten up on a ladder, probably a high school kid, and changed it to Testicle.
Ooh.
Which was just, and you know, hilarity ensued, you know, on the way down the beach.
You know,
it was great.
My dad's grandfather owned a couple movie theaters when my dad was growing up, and there was a handyman that worked for him named Jimmy Tedesco, who drank a bit. And one of his jobs was to climb the ladder and hang the slate letters on the marquee. And the way it works is there's like lines of like, you know, a fine line of like almost like a wire, and then you just hang the letters on them. But Jimmy would drink and go up and drop the letters and they'd break. And so like every couple of years you'd look up and like the S's would be a five, or upside down letters were made to look like something else. And maybe like in the middle of a title, it was a red letter. And it was like, his grandfather's like, God damn, Jimmy, we got to buy more letters.
Jimmy, you stupid drunk.
Stop dropping the S's.
Yes, Oscar.
This reminds me of a scene. It just came out on HBO Max, which can't be any easier or harder to get on sometimes. But The Little Things came out with Denzel Washington.
Yes.
And I don't know what the restaurant's called, but I want to say it's called Big Angus. And the opening scene, Denzel Washington is at the Big Angus Steakhouse. And the owner of Big Angus is saying, man, these damn kids, they keep on coming in here and smashing out the G's. So from the highway, all people read is
Big Angus. I'm 61. I will always, always laugh at stuff like that.
Yeah.
Big Angus.
I was laughing.
Did you ever have anyone in your neighborhood?
I take you back to when I was flying out of D.C. the night before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And bunch of college kids around, and I'm a guy like in my 20s or 30s. I forgot how old I was. And they used to, you know, we did the paging game for years after this because I was a catalyst for it. And you would hear
paging Major Woody, Major Woody,
and to see all the college kids crack up. It was great. And then they did it on The Simpsons. It's stupid. Yeah, it is stupid fun.
But you see, that's
what it is.
You have to go back before the days of the cell phones. In airports, you literally had to make your own fun. You had to. There was no other way. So that was a good way to do it.
I want to send out at the beginning of his show a thanks to Jolene and Hari for turning me on to something I spent a good at least a half hour with yesterday. I'm a big one for carts in parking lots being left willy-nilly. It's, to me, the absolute pinnacle of laziness. And Jolene posts yesterday, I've never seen a successful person that's left a shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot. I love that post so much, Jolene. I loved it. And then Hari posts a video of this guy. There might be multiples of them. I don't know. But they call themselves cart narcs. And if you ever wanted any more evidence that we are a nation of spoiled brats, catch the people. He goes through the parking lot and he's got this little like lightsaber, and he'll come up on somebody in the middle of a parking lot and he makes a sound with his mouth, which endeared me to it right away, where he goes, pew, 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 pew. Carton harks, carton harks. What are you doing? Are you going to leave that there? And no one takes it well. No, maybe two people out of 10 or 15
that I watched.
The channel
is called Cartnarks, and there are almost 150,000 subscribers.
Wow.
I would like to get him on the show.
I will find him.
Cartnarks guy on the show to be interviewed. It looks like you could be
the first
one. You could be in trouble.
The first one. Can I just, Mike, if you don't mind, just to indulge me, let me just turn off the gate.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. So it's a lady. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn up the volume here.
All right.
Let me bring it up. So you can walk all around the store.
How about that?
You don't just yourself. Delicious McDonald's and delicious
yourself.
I love bags.
I don't care.
You're throwing it at me.
I don't
no,
care.
no. too much profanity. I know that one. I watched it.
Mike, can you describe the way the Cartnark looks? What does he look like?
Let me try this.
The people.
Person in a handicap spot, which, by the way, clearly she doesn't need, is blocking the handicap exit area. So the next person who's really out now.
This guy, he's like, he stakes out, it looks like.
Just, cart return is on the other lane, but it's right over there. Oh, no.
All right, boys. Let me see if I can bring this up here.
I'm sorry, that's not where the cart goes. That's in the handicap.
This is the most angry guy. All right.
Well, keep an eye on this.
Can you hear that okay?
Yeah.
Not seeing positive signs.
I should mention this guy is he is parked next to a post. Like, it looks to me to be some sort of signpost.
All right.
Where they put the drugstore name. And he has wedged his cart, almost the point where he can't open his own door, in between. And this guy gets it. You guys, I'm sorry about the editing, but we might have to do it.
That's fine. No worries. The cart there actually makes it harder for him to open his own door.
This guy's such a little weasel. Right.
Light him up.
Here he goes. Now he's going to go get the guy.
Good one. Sir, you left your cart right here. That's not how the cart goes. Pick it back to the cart corral area. Carts don't go right there. They go back where the cart returns are. There's one over there. See where that guy just came from? Or over there where I just came from over there? I just came from one. I'll show you where it is. I'm with the cart narcs.
It's great.
And like, you're even blocking your own door from opening. You'd think you'd understand how that could block someone else's door from opening, right?
Douche.
No, we are a highly trained secret. That's not our siren, by the way. That's an ambulance.
Now the ambulance has to. He has to wait now for the ambulance to go by because these are live. You know.
Narcotics,
hold on, wait for this ambulance to go by. One moment, if you don't mind.
I love that he's waiting.
Quality siren.
He says, "If you don't mind."
The common usage of it, like narking someone out, snitching on them.
Oh, okay.
Like, not narcotics, like.
Snitch.
Essentially, yes. So what we do?
It's great.
So we show people the error of their ways, and like that gentleman
you know
just.
What? I get up at 3:04 this morning.
Uh huh.
All day nonstop. I think they pay for a guy to do this.
See?
90% of the time I put it back. 99%.
But you're very tired right now, and that's causing an error in your judgment.
No,
lazy bones.
What?
No, sorry. Let me explain. Here,
shuts the door on him. Now he's got. Now I should say he's got a bumper sticker, a magnetic bumper sticker. Yeah. And usually everything's, you know, people get pissed, but they blow the guy off.
Yes. Sure.
But the magnet on the car is the moment that sets most people off. So he's gonna. This is where it starts to escalate.
Here on the side of your truck. There you go. It's got our hotline number on it, so you can call that.
Takes it off, throws it. Now he's out of the car.
What's going on? What are you doing, sir? Why are you approaching me?
Why am I approaching you?
Yes.
This is yours. Take it back.
No, it's got our number
take
for
it
you.
Back.
It's
take the
for
magnet
you
back.
To teach you how to be a lazy bones.
Take it back.
No, sir. You keep that.
My
gift to you. Why are you?
Take it back.
Why are you running after me?
Because you're a f***ing asshole.
I'm a nice guy, sir.
No, you're a f***ing asshole.
Luckily, I have good blocking skills. I blocked your attack.
You're a
f***ing asshole. I'm a narc. Let me explain.
I don't give a what you are.
Yeah, you do, because you're running after me trying to throw stuff at me.
Wish we didn't have to edit.
I don't care. What I care about is you. I have rights. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, I know. And what I'm saying.
Leave me alone!
I'm having a private, a small.
Leave me alone!
I'm trying to have a
there you go. That's a.
No,
that,
I don't want
a
polite. Leave!
That is a. There you go.
You know
that's
what?
A
when he got upset, he wasn't a lazy bones anymore.
Oh, no, God. he's followed this guy.
Wow.
I mean, this guy is backpedaling, and it goes on and on, and there are millions of them. Look. I had a discussion with my wife
this
where I said, you know, I think really, if you really look at it in the perspective of the greater good, you get enough of those people doing this, you know, people won't do it anymore.
Exactly.
And I'm all for that if that happens. Now, as far as putting the bumper sticker on people's car, that is the overreach.
Well, isn't
a little
it a,
bit
it's a magnet,
you,
right?
Yeah, and you
it's
know what? It really is. As he said, it's
people
something
so
for him.
It's
for
great.
Him. It's a gift. Yeah.
Okay, be honest. So, the three of us here.
Yeah.
Who puts the cart back in the cart corral?
Every time.
Yeah, I have to do it.
I'm surprised the three of us all
have
do
to,
it all
I have to because I too judge people that do otherwise, and there have been family members and loved ones that I will not name names, my sister, where she'll say, just leave it there. That's their job. And I said.
You get a recurring theme, Oscar.
Yeah.
They have people to do this. They have people that, no, that's not the way. This is the convenience of the, and especially in the COVID era.
Mm-hmm.
You put them back now because they get sanitized right. in a yeah. lot of stores yeah, right yeah, now. Yeah. And I will tell you that after major hip surgeries, I have put the carts back. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Limping. Limping.
But so I got into it over not these holidays, but the last holidays, 2 years, now a year ago. And I said, what's your logic about the carts? Like, you know, especially with the kids, like they should be pushing it to the corral of anything.
Right.
And she said, if you start doing that, then, you know, they won't have like you're basically taking the job away from the person because then everybody's doing that. And I said, no.
We're helping. No, there are other things that person can do in the store.
Yeah. They should be checking instead
like
of making
stock the shelves and stuff like that.
That person should be checking instead of making me check out my own groceries. That's what that
Bingo.
Person should be doing.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are running super late. We got to begin. Yeah. We got to take a break. See if we can get this kid on, this little germ on. And he's a little weasel. He's a little weasel, but
Hard
it's
knives.
A great weasel. I watched like 50 of them. It was fantastic. We will take a break. Come right back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. We love Best Fiends.
Yes.
Rob is addicted to it. What level are you on now with Best Fiends?
Mike, it's a great level, it's got a great name. It is called Salted Pretzels, and it is level 2,106. Mm-hmm. I have to defeat 6 slugs and clear 22 slimy green things. I'm doing good with the slugs, but I find the green things daunting, so I'm sticking with it.
We're talking about Best Fiends. It's the top-rated mobile puzzle adventure game. Best Fiends, put it on your phone. You will love every single minute of it. Best Fiends has thousands of levels, plus new content all the time. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer to love this casual game. It's made for adults, but fun for all, unless you hate fun. Do you hate fun? No. Who does? Who hates fun? Come on!
I would dare say fun is the best thing to have.
Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game that's free to download. More levels, events, and challenges are added all the time. When you want just one more level, it'll be there, ready and waiting. It's fantastic. No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. We have a real short break, so I'll give you my little pick to click. Another movie. I'm always, especially Sunday. Sunday is the night where I'm always looking for the new releases, and a lot of streaming services do that. There's a movie called The Dig, and it's really, really terrific. It's if you like
the
a
dig.
Sweet...
The Dig.
Sweet, yeah. About an archaeologist that goes to a rich lady's place in England prior to World War II to excavate some stuff on her property, and it's really, really
what does he
neat,
find?
Well-active. Oh, that, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, dear.
If I told you that, I'd have to kill you!
It's a clicker.
And it's got the same lady that's in Woman of Promise. And I'm trying to think. I forgot her name. I got
it. Let me look it up for you.
Oh, please. Yeah, because I want to give her credit. She's now one of my top 10 actresses. I love what, and she's been in a ton of stuff. And Ralph Fiennes is the Ralph Fiennes. Sorry about that. Who was really a bad guy, if you remember Schindler's List.
Yes.
He was the nasty commandant. And so he's not in this. He's a very, very sweet guy.
Does it have sort of a, feels like
is
a
it
nice
promising young woman?
A Promising Young Woman is
okay.
The one movie she's in, and then The Dig is the other one, and I want to give her credit.
Carrie Mulligan?
Carrie Mulligan is the actress.
Okay.
Thank you, Oscar, so much. Mm-hmm. And she really is terrific. And so if you're looking for a quick Recco, go ahead and do that. I'm sorry for the quick break, but we got to come back after this, and we'll talk about it. I have too much show today. We all have too much show.
Yes.
I want to spend a whole bunch of time talking about Oscar's father's estate.
We should put a pin in that until tomorrow. Yeah,
because I'm going to put that because that deserves a full solid break.
Due diligence. Makes sense.
Due diligence. Very good. Maybe a little WandaVision when we come back.
Yes,
we're talking WandaVision. TV. Button that up. I'm glad you two. It's whenever two guys on the show really hate something and the other one doesn't care, we get right to it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Noom. People love to offer advice about the best way to eat, and you never know what you're going to get. And a lot of times, it's not the right thing for you. That's why I love Noom. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat, because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Noom personalizes a weight loss program just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. They know you're only human. If you stumble, you get back on track tomorrow. It works. Don't believe me? Over 80% of Noomers finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. That is an amazingly good statistic. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. It's fantastic. There is a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today. And I'll give it that one more time. It's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you. They are actually selling stock now based on the success on Disney Plus of WandaVision. And I know you guys, it sounded last week when you were talking about it, like maybe you were there for a while, but then it pushed you away.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that are just raving about this show.
I really felt that episode 4 would either make it or break it. And it's not a show you can binge. They're dropping one episode a week, which makes it a little more frustrating yet because you have to wait.
Disney.
Of
course they are.
Going back
in the vault. Of
course
they are. Why would they? Why? Of course, when they think they can sell more ads and they can make you, you know, prevent you from binging, which is what is binging? It's good for the consumer.
Awesome.
That's what's great about Netflix, Disney Plus.
You know what? This is the modern Disney version of we're putting it back in the vault.
Yes.
They're taking it away.
This is the TV version of the lines that go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That
exactly.
Pisses me off for some reason. All right.
So I actually, and Oscar, I'll start, and I'm curious what you think. I actually rewatched in the background, not like dead on, but I rewatched the first 3 episodes. Had them on to try and get back into the swing of it. And again, for anyone who's not familiar with it, this is the A-plus gold standard Disney Plus series right now. When you go on Disney Plus, it's the big banner up top.
Yeah.
And the first episode is very much like the Dick Van Dyke Show era sitcom. The second episode is like a Bewitched era sitcom. The third one is really campy. It's like a Brady Bunch styled sitcom.
Yes.
And they do an amazing job with the look of the show.
They have themed episodes.
Mm-hmm. And they keep sort of dropping in comic book hints. And the more they do that, it loses me. Because I liked the notion of them paying homage to old television, because they did a great job.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Exactly.
You are in the minority.
I know.
Because the jokes that you don't get, so you have to really be into these Marvel films to really understand what the laugh track is going towards as well.
Wow. Yeah. I'm out on both counts.
Yeah, if you're there just for the throwback and oh, that's really great, and it's like period specific, and that makes sense. That'll only fill your cup for so long.
I got a couple of the jokes. Like, they have a fake commercial sometimes in the middle of the show, and like it's a toaster made by Stark Industries. I said, oh, that's Iron Man.
Okay, I'm with you. I can do that.
Yeah. That's a joke, sort of. I mean, you know what? Let me take that back.
I'm just over here going, yeah.
That's not a joke. It's a reference, but I got it. And so the fourth episode, the third episode ended, and I don't think this is a spoiler because it's dropped and everyone's going to watch it has probably already watched it. a character is sort of like ejected from the reality at the end of episode 3. And she's just gone. And then in the fourth,
you just really threw it out there.
Well, no, I mean at the end of the third, it's a week. That's over a week ago.
Yes.
Well, so, can I ask you both to give me some sense of why the show is so wildly popular?
Because the Marvel universe is a $1 billion universe.
Yeah.
Yes. And the majority of people that are watching, the majority of people are watching.
God help us all. I'm sorry, I have to say that.
But we're looking for a continuation of where these blockbuster tentpole movies left off.
And I will give them credit. They have figured out, like the Iron Chef, they only have X number of ingredients. They've figured out a new way to serve it as a half-hour sitcom. They've never done a half-hour sitcom based on the Marvel Universe before.
Yeah.
So this is a new presentation where they can sell what they already have.
And tell me if I'm full of it. I haven't watched the show. I won't touch it. I won't go near it.
Good.
I won't subscribe to Disney Plus with that kind of crap.
You probably are already. You don't even know.
You know what? It ain't on my TV. Anyway, I looked at my apps. I have to tell you this.
Hulu? What is that?
No, there hasn't been anything there. But my feeling would be, it would seem to me there's so much effort being expended to further the gimmicks.
Right.
That the story must get pushed to the background.
Well, for the purists, no, because it's being offered to them in a different, more a way that they have never seen the Marvel Universe in that light.
And
right?
To what Mike said, and Oscar, I'm curious if you think this way as well, is that the first three episodes had almost no story. And then the fourth one, there's so much story that I can't even grab
Shannon
my
and I watched it on Friday night.
Yeah.
I know. Thrilling. And
she looked pretty good little Friday.
She looked at me and she said, "This is the worst."
It is.
And I said, "Oh wow, you must really not like this because you've never said this is the worst or anything."
So what I'm hearing when she says that is the only thing that it's got going for it is this comic book.
Unless
BS.
You're into the Marvel movies,
then
you're really not going to get it. Now
you're not going to have it.
So, but then in contrast, The Mandalorian, which is a spin-off
Baby Yoda show.
Yeah, Baby Yoda show. I wouldn't call it that. But The Mandalorian is probably the best.
And that's the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, but that's the best.
BS. The whole thing's BS.
But Mike, even if you're not into Star Wars, The Mandalorian has a fantastic standalone siloed story that you don't have to know anything about anything else to really buy into The Mandalorian.
But a Star Wars background will enrich your viewing of The Mandalorian, but you don't need it. You don't need it.
But you need so much more right now. To understand WandaVision than you ever did in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, true. And it's not worth
context.
The effort. I don't feel it's worth the effort. Mike, it's too hard to watch.
It is?
Yeah. The fourth episode was mind-numbing. There's too much stuff.
It gets better in the fourth episode, in my opinion, because if you know a little bit about Marvel, you don't know a lot. Everything starts coming together.
Yeah, but there was a lot of plot jammed in there. There's a lot of plot.
If I'm into any Marvel guy. Captain America, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man.
Iron Man's pretty good.
Thor.
Damn.
The Submariner. You want?
No, he hasn't been.
Prince
pushed.
Namor.
Don't know him.
He sounds like a fancy lad.
All right. Anyway,
I'm Prince Universe. Namor.
I don't know. It's just not my. It's not my bag.
What
it's
about Groot?
But a lot of people.
Groot's cute.
You mean the tree?
Yeah.
I can't believe your son isn't into these movies.
No, he's into his own stuff, but I don't know what the hell it is.
World War II.
He goes into his room with his iPad. He could be watching.
Instead of watching WandaVision, he's going to be watching The Great Escape.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves that. He loves it. I talk to him about it all the time. I'll be driving along. And right now we're in a phase of, Dad, what was when you were a kid? When you were a kid. Did you go through that with your kids?
Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid, what was your favorite? When you were a kid, what was your favorite? When you were a kid,
enjoy it because eventually he won't care. But I think that's a really cute phase when they go through that.
I always answer the same way. Yeah. My favorite thing was when we invented fire. It was really special. I'm making an age joke about myself. Can't help myself. That's it. I think it was when my father came up with our first wheel. It was so special.
It cut my workday in half, Michael.
It was so wonderful. It was really my favorite. When I was a kid, my favorite moment was when George Washington slept over. Anyway.
Now that was a president.
That was a president. Yeah. That's right. Left his teeth on the sink. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, my God, do I love features.
Yes.
I love them, love them, love them. Runners worldwide have made features their sock of choice, and now you can get the same benefits specially tailored for the golf course. They're elite golf socks, and after I get this week's package, I bought these Friday, and I'm pretty sure that once this package arrives, I will have only Features golf socks my sock drawer.
Awesome.
I love them, love them, love them. Their elite golf socks keep feet cool, dry, and blister-free. They're the best. They don't slip and slide. They're great. They have engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance, and they last. Love features. Love the way they stay in place. That's my numero uno. Mm-hmm. Really enjoy that. They'll give you a replacement pair, by the way, if at any point you're unsatisfied. No questions asked. A lifetime guarantee. So if you want the best socks in the world, you need Features. Family owned since 2002. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever.
Features.
For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features when you go to features.com/TMOS. And that's spelled this way. FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. And I'm getting mine this week. Love them, love them, love them.
News.
Snow.
Boo. A 10-year-old San Antonio boy made a killing by selling GameStop stock he was gifted more than a year ago. Jaden Carr's mother, Nina, spent $60 for 10 shares of the video game chain stock in December of 2019, and she gave it to him. With GameStop's shares skyrocketing this week behind a speculative frenzy driven by a Reddit chat group, Jaden sold the shares Wednesday for a little less than $3,200.
So good for
Jaden. And, to hell with all the hedge fund managers or people that are institutional investors that might have gotten screwed also.
If you take the broader look at this... this new, what they call retail trade phenomenon, it's been around for forever. This is the first time we've had like a short of this magnitude to make the headlines work in the way they have.
Yeah, the big money people will figure out.
They're always going to win.
Yeah.
They'll stabilize and we just move on with their lives.
They'll figure it out. By the way, the mother-son duo said $2,200 of the funds would go to Jaden's savings account and that they'd put the other $1,000 towards future investing.
I hope nothing unfortunate happens to young Jaden. An accident.
I represent the Mr. Rabinowitz who runs the hedge fund. We'd like to see Jaden. Jaden, I see you have a $3,000 windfall.
Here's something to make you feel weird or angry or some other emotion that is related to everything that this man represents. O.J. Simpson got his COVID shot on Friday. In his home state of Nevada, OJ posted a picture of himself getting the jab with the caption, "Get your shot, I got mine." Okay. The password is tone deaf, even after all these years.
Wow.
In a follow-up video, he said he suffered no ill effects. Unfortunately, he's eligible because he's 73, and Nevada is vaccinating people 65 and over, but that didn't stop Twitter from doing what it does. One person responded, quote, "It's nice to see OJ is the one getting stabbed for a change." That's all. You don't need any more after that. That wins the internet.
Juice.
For that particular
moment.
COVID insanity, some quick hits here. Some things just aren't meant to be. Just a year after Toys R Us reopened two stores, both are permanently closing because of the pandemic. Sad for any father of small children. My kid loved that store. Even Levi's is recognizing that after the pandemic, the future is sweatpants. They launched the first ever line of sweatpants this year, and they now say the pants sold so well, they're planning an even bigger collection of them this year. So there's that for Levi's. This may be good news, hard to say. Anyway, according to a doctor in Toronto, drinking alcohol won't affect the COVID vaccine. So you're, Rob, when you get yours, you'll be fine.
Big win.
Good.
A kid in the UK is going viral after he figured out by changing his name on Zoom to reconnecting. His teacher always thought he had a bad internet connection and would never call on him to answer the questions. See, he's a genius in his own little slacker way.
Clever, yes.
Airline pilots have been making more errors than usual during the pandemic. Sorry to scare you. They say it's because they, quote, they're rusty from so much less flying.
I'm not buying that.
I thought the planes flew themselves.
Pretty much. Joel Rogers says so.
That's part of the problem, but there are things pilots have to do, and if you're rusty, you know.
You gotta close that front door.
I would hate it if I had a pilot named Rusty.
How are you? Police in a suburb of Paris broke up an illegal orgy with more than 100 people. Violating COVID restrictions.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, that smell!
Mike, the problem with an illegal orgy is always get your permits.
Anti-vax protesters and far-right groups blocked the entrance to a vaccine site at Dodger Stadium in L.A. on Saturday afternoon, and somehow no arrests were made. So there's still people like that out there. Good for them.
Quick sidebar. Didn't make a big deal about it, but I ran into somebody like a group of people that you know I know, and just doing minding my business, you know, in the COVID era, not even at work, just in my casual neighborhood walking around.
Sure.
Right. And I was like, hey, like any word on the vaccine? You guys like, you know, where you at? And then one person, just real confidence, all out of the blue, don't really know him, seen him on the block, said, well, I don't believe in vaccines.
There you go.
And I said, in this day and age, after all the BS we've been through, we're still banging that drum around here. What's going on?
Was he excited to say it?
It was like a big statement.
People that are that outwardly stupid love to scream it. They really
do. Oscar screamed right back at him, though. He said, you need to move to the Keys.
Oh, no.
Nintendo company reported Monday its profit for the first three fiscal quarters nearly doubled as people around the world stayed home from the pandemic. And turned to playing games. The Japanese video game maker behind the Super Mario and Pokemon franchises said its April through December profit surged to $3.6 billion. That's pretty amazing. Its nine-month sales jumped 37%. That's $13 billion. Lots of money in the games.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm not playing Nintendo these days. I haven't in some time.
I know. My kid's just looking at World War II videos.
No Switch in your life?
That's what he does. Yeah. Beer sales in Germany were down 5.5% last year. I'm surprised by that.
You will drink!
You'll drink Major Hockstetter. This is General Polk.
I'll read it like him.
Good. 5.5% last year. Dragged lower by lengthy closures of bars and restaurants in the coronavirus pandemic.
German-based breweries and distributors sold 2.3 billion gallons of beer last year. That figure doesn't include
alcohol-free beer or beer imported from outside the EU. That, for all of you that don't know, is the European Union.
Can you imagine buying an imported beer in Germany, meaning like, oh, yeah, I bought Budweiser.
Mm.
It's an imported beer.
I mean, I just thought booze sales were up, and I'm surprised. Hello, friends. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo were inseparable when CBS broadcast the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Next week, they won't see each other until they're in broadcast booths this week before kickoff, 2 hours before kickoff. Nantz and Romo will do Zoom calls with the Chiefs and Buccaneers on Wednesday and Thursday before flying to Tampa. Nantz will head to Raymond James Stadium on Friday when the league does a rehearsal for the presentation of the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Mike, you left out a word. Those are naked Zoom calls that they're going to be doing.
Naked Zoom calls. I look at my nipples. And now a little something, something. There is a 36-year-old guy's name, Omar Armstrong, in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he drives a salt truck in the winter. On Thursday night, a cop tried to pull him over after he sped within inches of an officer who was writing a ticket, and he covered the cop in salt. Omar got into a high-speed chase in his salt truck, and at one point, he even raised up the bed of the truck to dump salt on the police cars chasing him. That wasn't enough for him to get away, though, and after about an hour, the cops caught him. Actually, a half hour, they caught the guy. He's facing several charges, including reckless operation of a motor vehicle and failure to comply. The police involved are on administrative leave, drinking margaritas. Sorry. I couldn't help it. All that way for a stupid margarita.
Love it, though.
I can't help it. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spielberg right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. John.
Sorry. Sorry. Gone. Gotta do new ones, Rob. Gotta get new ones. News, new. I want dated. I want dates on them, and I want to know when they ran, when the first time they ran. All right. I want to have a. We're going to have a protocol so we don't burn them out. That's what I want. I want a lot of things.
When they get dusty, we got to get them out.
Absolutely. The new. Live in the now. Live in the new. Don't get lazy. Let's do it. Mike and Rob doing stuff. We will not be lazy in 2021.
Right on.
We will be energetic. We will do new stuff. We will do new stuff. I promise. New.
Fresh. Exciting and new.
Not stale. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, it turns out the snow wasn't all that after all. I mean, for God's sakes, when you're expecting 10.5 inches and you only get 4, maybe 3.5, that's disappointing. Am I right, ladies? Look out. I want to tell you, it's wild.
Wild.
But ham-handed sexual innuendo aside, there is one thing that I never that never leaves you feeling disappointed or unfeeling.
By the bonus show. Whatever.
By the bonus show. Thank you.
Do let's better. Open the, do best. Let's
be best. Let's open up the... now I dumped the audio vault. Ka-ching.
Mike, we got it in post. No worries.
Yeah, so the vault is open. We have it. We do indeed. All right. Saturday Night Live magically was able to fill 90 minutes with one half of a laugh this weekend. It was one of the worst episodes.
I saw the opening monologue with John Krasinski that was so horrible.
Really
bad. It was
bad.
So bad. Oh, and all it was setting up a viral kiss with Pete Davidson.
Right.
Screw you. You want to talk about people that are just lost. That is a lost show right now. It really is.
Worse than I think I've
ever seen it.
I like John Krasinski. I didn't think they would misuse him or could misuse him, but they did. They figured out a way. Anyhow, the best, most notable moment wasn't actually part of the show. It was a commercial. Guess who they're bringing back to promote Uber during the big game? They did a teaser commercial, and I thought, you know what? If this is causing any sort of excitement, it's just living proof to how bad things are now in 2021. They segued right into this from Saturday Night Live. I thought it was a sketch.
All right. And we're back. 2020, man, that was a great year. Not.
It's Wayne and Garth, if you haven't figured it out.
Yeah, it really sucks.
It sucked donkey.
Good one. We just wanted to say that we'll see you soon for the game, which for legal reasons cannot be named.
We'll see you on the big bowl.
The gigantic bowl.
It's totally legal.
Yeah, completely legal.
All right, good teaser.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
So a 30-second teaser for me was my favorite part of a 90-minute commercial.
That. I don't hate that.
Right? I don't hate that either, but that wasn't part of SNL, right?
No, it was a commercial. But here, you might hate it if you saw it as opposed to just hearing
it. Why? Do they look old?
They look old. Well, they are old. Yeah. I know, but
it's
characters
hard to be Wayne
they portray
and Garth, two kids.
When you're 70.
When you're 70 years old.
Mike, I bring this up because you mentioned shopping carts earlier. This is sort of a bit of a almost like kismet. Kroger, which is a great outfit, they're introducing automatic, or what do you call it? Artificial intelligence smart shopping carts. And normally I might be against this because it sort of is like self-checkout, But what it is they had this technology that they'd been exploring for a couple of years, but they fast-tracked it in the age of COVID because it almost ends human interaction in the grocery store. Check this out. All the stuff this cart does is great.
We thought we'd take a conventional tool that everybody knows how to use and pack it full of technology and sensors. Right now, you can basically throw in weighted goods like your fruits and vegetables, and the cart will actually weigh it for you. It'll recommend you particular items based on where you are in the store. It'll help you check out. So we have these bagging hooks inside of our cart to allow customers to bag their groceries as they go so that after they're done paying, they could just grab their bags and walk out of the store. So what we're building is a technology that makes the experience and the convenience that you'd see online back offline.
But still, one wheel still spins too much.
Hey, that's cool though. I like that technology. I'm fascinated by that.
The notion that they are able to weigh produce now is crazy. That's great. That is really cool.
Do they have any technology? Will they have them at Walmart? Because that's the technology. The one technology I would like to have is the technology where that one single tissue that's in the cart.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Gets removed. Yeah. That one piece of tissue. Tissue left in the cart by some pig. I'm sorry that decides to leave it in there. God.
You know
always
what?
Always in Walmart. Always paper in a Walmart cart.
I will say this, that one thing that the pandemic has done, it's prevented people leaving crumbled up little paper cups in Costco carts from samples because they're not doing samples anymore.
Too.
Yeah. Horrible.
Oh, by the way, but Costco to a certain extent limited with the receptacles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're right next to the lady that's making the meatballs.
Yeah,
but put them everywhere. If you don't want those papers left in the cart, that's for another day.
They don't take my recommendation, which is the lady should feed us.
Well, I feel so sorry for those people now that COVID's in because I mean they can't do anything. I was like, hey, we got some great cheese over here. Yeah, all right. So enjoy standing in front of those samples that you can't hand out.
I have what no sense of point? Smell. Yummy, 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 yummy.
You have no. There's no purpose to your job.
No. The lady standing there says, there's gummy vitamins at slot 74.
Yeah.
Slot 74. It's over there.
See, get them on at Costco.
That's all right.
Way to go.
All right. Well done. I close with this. This is a really fascinating tale from a teacher who he put us on TikTok, and this was going viral over the weekend. It's a harsh realization that we're all getting older, but stuff you don't think about as you get older. This is a teacher when he was trying to present a play to his class. He's a drama teacher.
One example of when you had a harsh realization that you are getting old.
I have a seventh grade class called Intro to Theater. One of the skits that we did this year was called The Note, and it's about some students in a classroom, and some girls are passing a note back and forth, and some boys get a hold of it. They kind of have a fight because the girls don't want the boys to know what the note is about. So after reading through the skit once, the students were visibly confused, and when I asked them what their problem was, they explained that they didn't understand the premise of the skit. So I had to explain writing down a message on a piece of paper and secretly passing it to another student in a class. That's how we did it before cell phones.
That's where seventh graders are now. Mm. They don't understand passing
notes.
That's
so soul-crushing right there.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What about the little one that says, do you like me? Check here. If no, check here.
Right.
Maybe check here. Like how does that work now?
Oh, they don't do that. Well, they probably do it online.
No, they do it. Well, what happens is Julia
with emojis.
Julia told me they use SurveyMonkey. That's your magic audio bowl. Have a great Monday, everybody. Be safe out there.
You gotta hit the thing. You gotta.
Oh,
and the vault is closed.
Closed. Closed.
It is. Oh, you're doing it later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good. Hey, if you're listening live or watching us, that's kind of cool, isn't it? Hey, we'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, stay safe. I heard Virginia is a mess.
Horrible.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Pandemic.